Welcome to the Lost Forgotten Mall. I am your host, Orisa Bush Mike, and I welcome you on my podcast with Anchor. Now it's podcast, I believe, on Spotify, something like that. So welcome. Welcome this beautiful day of Saturday. Welcome, man. So what's up, what's new, man, so many things new, you know, surprisingly, so many things new. But today I'm gonna try to focus on this, you know, I don't know if I should call a sitcom or just, you know, I'll just call it a TV show, you know, because it looks like a TV show. So the TV show, it's about the life of Michael Blackson, you know, the actor with origins, I believe, West Africa, you know, in Ghana and Liberia. I believe he's dad is Ghanaian and his mother is Liberian, some shit like that. So this is gonna be the topic of today's podcast. But before we dig into, let's play some music that will serve as commercial. Bear with me. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
back. Yeah, so hopefully you guys love the put together, and I was playing the commercial. So I'm hearing men now called some having some Jack in the Box movie. What's going with that? Or something like that. So, yeah. Very interesting. So, yeah, I was looking at the cast as to the probability producer. Apparently, it's based on Michael Jackson, the black actor. Ghana, I believe, and Liberia. I think his dad is like, his mother is Liberia, some shit like that. So, look, the brother, he's been again since the, said the late 90s, he grew up around even hard on them, but, that my apologies, I'm not trying to be funny, but yeah. I was hungry as hell. This year in Southwest is crazy, man. Getting the burger now, just doing tacos and shit, The Southwest is having me loving tacos so much in this bitch. Anyway, let me pause a minute. So guys, let me put a minute. I have like 3 minutes to spare with you. I'm trying to do like a podcast on Friday, Saturday. It's gonna be half fire, I'm sipping water, so guys, my bad. So yeah, so apparently BET is behind that show. It's called the Michael Blackson Show, and BET used to be owned by brother. He sold them in 2000. Even back then, when he sold it, he wasn't ratcheted, wasn't all crazy horsing around. He had some sort of class, So there was some sort of polished imagery. But right now, soft launch, people do crazy stuff, people talking and projecting this negative imagery of black people. It's so crazy. We need to be called out. Recently, I think it's a poem. They wanted to sell BET and BET Network, you have a lot of people betting, that pushes you on your 50 cent mentality.
actually Kyle Curry was going to be the owner of it, but at the last minute, Paramount Global, I believe that's the one that owns the majority of it. I also got a family that owns it, many pieces. But Paramount, I pulled a bug shit, and then, so. Apparently they want just people to tune in. The ratings have not been great, you know, since they threw the fucking BTLs and people were shaking their ears and, you know, doing crazy shit, talking in a very disciplined and civilized way, you know. Even there doing stripper shit, you know, men dressing, from submissive way, you know. I guess, you know, you just pull the plug, you know. But the topic of today is, what is the representation of black educators, you know, black teachers, black scholars, you know, education, you know, sector, you know, so when you have people really, yeah, let's go back first to the show. The show really centered on that. It's based on, I guess, this black African, black dude who comes to America, and in the process of discovering himself, he becomes this person, great self, you know, who has a high self-esteem. At the same time, he's bowing and struggling with finding stable employment, you know, and he doesn't have a lot of education. He has, GED, some shit like that, or high school diploma at the best. And he applied for a job. He applied for a position at a high school in one of the most underfunded high school in the neighborhood. He's behind the rent, that time he's behind the rent, he don't have stable employment. His work, a high school friend, a high school buddy of his, they can't go together. They're smoking. I want to read every day on as for his friend, he doesn't have anything going in his life, was he built for doing, so he had this job, it's a position for a black teacher, for teachers, someone wants to teach, down with the page language, stable, regular, thinking, you know. And then, so he does that, and everyone is smoking. He's smoking the same dark black complexion, and he's not self, he's a more distracted. And what's interesting, I would say like one student or two students at the most that is in high school, or one. And you have one student, one, you know, high school student. Again, the way the school program is framed is like mentally, not transmitting, so, you know, vibing, you know, gonna on some level. I guess the way I was trying to explain is the operating. Below, you know, the age, meaning they're behind the cacatonic, so which means that one of them, but the cacatonic, you know, slower learning, slower learning. And what was interesting is the white kid, they have that white kid, well spoken, eloquently. Non-BS. As for black student, they're all ratchet. They are cussing, talking crazy, greasy. They don't have a sense of discipline and civil behavior, you know. And this is. Is wrong because you see in the system of high school, you see, you have people, this is a system itself, you see people leave them, that one kid is in that particular place, is still a supreme enforcer of the system, you know, and like they're at the bottom, even the teacher, the educators, the scholars, they're at the bottom because all, you know, it's like the main character, that this is the babe who play, I believe he plays the. And the system, and master, some shit like that. Sister, great sister of Carolina, I put your own shit in for me as well. Our curses, I loved her acting skills. Even the sister, I understand her. She's a comedian, great comedian. I think she's from Southern California, you know. we don't see that scenes often from the, you know, Facebook groups, videos I've seen on Facebook. We don't see that image of Tangerine, but you see a lot of April Jones, and she's April Jones, you know. So even her, they have her playing I mean, she did good, you know. There was a lot of fuckery, but I think it's all, like, almost all the black actors in the series, the one who had a lot of scenes. All of them, actually, except those who didn't have a lot of scenes. Those who have a lot of scenes, apparently, they're all in submissive positions, they're all crazy. They're all talking crazy. Not in a funny, but more like in condescending. This is wrong, because basically, to summarize, this TV series, you know, they're sending the wrong message to the black teenagers of the moment. Like, we can have the regular civil rights and the moderate and discipline black educator and teacher with great morals, integrity, great character. You can't have it. They have to have some sort of portfolio, cooling stuff. This is totally wrong, you know? So many black teachers with great characters, great morals, great integrity who don't be doing this. You know, I can't say it's on TV because BET, we expect that shit from them. As black son, I believe he's trying to maximize profits and trying to make us maximize profits in a short term, short moment, because this guy's been since the 90s, you know, since the 90s, when he did appear in movie Fridays, I believe, with Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. I mean, he had a minor role, but this guy has been, it's been in the game for a minute, and this is just his moment to shine. But the image he's portraying, this black African skull, this the ratchet behavior, man, it's crazy. And this is something you have to pull out, you know. You can't have these people pushing the image of black skulls in a very submissive way. You can't have black people, black high schoolers, black middle schoolers, how black kindergarten, they deserve a great trip of representations of dumb people. The Arabs do it, the Hispanic do it, the Native American do it, sure have night. People do it. We have, you know, the responsibility to do that. We need that, you know, because there's no way you're gonna have this next generation looking at themselves as potential black scholars when you're having people who are supposed to guide them looking crazy, doing crazy shit for fucking comments for a goddamn dog. You can't have it, you know. I mean, yeah, pretty much, man. I'm not gonna spend too much time, you know. I'm just trying to keep this shit short, you know. I got shit to do, but yeah, I'm gonna try to be in this Friday and Saturday. You know, I was busy this week, and that's why I wasn't here trying to, you know, just vibe with you, yeah, you know, this has been great. Yeah, you know, I felt like compelled to have to speak up, to say something, because, if you can't fail them, you know, I'm not parents myself, I always consider myself a parent, I don't have keys on my own, but all my keys are my keys. You know, it's not similar from and all these things. Your key is not just your key, it's that key block could communicate. So when you are called upon to make greatness for that key, if the parents of that kid fail, that does not mean the community is supposed to fail. You know, alone we have to do better by our own offspring, own institutions. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know, and this is something I'm always good at. You know, and I fail when I seen that image of Mike Jackson, you know, doing the same dumb shit. I had to come in here and say something, make this next generation that we can walk to make sure that shit doesn't get passed. Because our babies, our future kings and queens, our future scholars, are now the same brothers and sisters in terms of age. Morals and character, they deserve better, and that's what we gotta make sure they get to know better. You know what I mean? So yeah, thank you guys, and see you this weekend. Again, this was Ollie. I'm Ollie. Forgotten mom and appreciate y'all. I'm out.